I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, it's Janet. Sound check 1212. Can you hear me okay? We're about to start another episode of ABG, so make sure your volume is okay and your headphones or earpods are snugly in place. Don't want you to miss out on a single second of what's to come.
Hey, 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 welcome back to ABG, Asian Boss Girl. We are a podcast for the modern Asian American woman. My name is Janet.
I'm Helen.
And it's Mel. And we're back with episode two. Yay!
Woo!
We made it through episode one.
Thank God.
Thank you guys for coming back. If you're starting at episode two, welcome, welcome.
Today we'll be talking about the fuckboy.
Yikes.
The modern day playboy.
Yes. We wanted to switch it up a little bit because, you know, episode one was a little serious and formal. We wanted to be more fun for episode two.
Yeah.
This is our present for you guys. Just kidding. Actually, it's more like a present for me because I love talking about this stuff.
I know. Yeah. Mel was super excited about this episode.
I think just because fuckboy is such a like a relevant topic amongst women. Because players have been around for, I don't know, centuries, right?
Yes. Whether you call him the player or the playboy or whatever term you want to use, it's the guy that, you know, can hook girls and never really is able to commit.
Yes.
Right? That's a very brief, easy description.
All right. So before we dive into the stories, let's like actually define what a fuckboy is. Helen has some really great resources pulled up for us. So Helen, why don't you take away with this one?
Going to slate.com. Very reliable source. A fuckboy is a young man who sleeps with women without any intention of having a relationship with them, perhaps even walking them to the door post-sex.
Wow, what a gentleman, right?
AKA a really shitty man. Another source, Betches.com, says...
So good.
He asks you to hang out, but doesn't text you to follow up. And flaky. When you ask if you're still on, he's just like, sure, where should I meet you? Instead of picking a location.
It's like he wants to give you the control, but... ultimately, he has the control of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because everything's a game to this fuckboy.
So there's the behavioral definitions that we gave. What about, like, is there kind of a look? Or what are their characteristics?
Actually, so I was talking about this with my coworkers. And he's a guy. And he was like, yeah, he's like, freaking fuckboys. They just wear that typical Adidas soccer pants. And I was like, oh, so that's a look. And I was like,
so
how
he
about...
associates, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I was like, how about the personality? He's like, no, it's just a look.
But is he a guy that has a look and has swagger? Or is he just a guy that's wearing Adidas sweatpants? like my dad wears Adidas sweatpants.
I think it's a personality trait.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. They do have a certain way of dressing.
He probably mentioned Adidas sweatpants because right now that is like really in for...
athleisure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, athleisure is really in. So it's a guy who's like really fashionable.
I think
right?
so. Yeah.
Or he knows where like all... So if it's not just clothing, but it's like... I don't know where, like...
He's trendy.
Yeah, he's trendy. He goes to the more, like, well-known nightclubs or the lounges or the bars. So he's popular.
But maybe it's just a guy that kind of just has himself, like, put together.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I actually Googled fuckboy, and the first image that popped up was a fuckboy starter package.
Mm.
And the first images you see associated with the package was, like, oh, Sperry's and, like, hipster glasses. Mm-hmm. I'm just like... Those aren't track pants at all. They're totally something. They're something different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really just matters of like how they carry themselves.
Yeah,
right.
His hair is always done.
They never look like slobs.
So it's someone who cares about their image. Yeah.
They have a lot of confidence.
The definition of a fuckboy is probably different for each person because it's whoever you're attracted to, yeah. right?
Oh,
it's,
I agree.
It's, yeah, yeah. it's how they react in that relationship towards you
mm-hmm.
that turns them into a fuckboy. Because you probably don't think they are the first time you meet them. It's just a guy you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. But the more your relationship develops, then you start realizing like, oh, this guy has fuckboy qualities.
Right.
Which, let's jump into.
Yeah.
What are those fuckboy qualities?
Well, speaking of behavior, I guess I'll go into my story. So I met this guy through Helen.
Mm.
Thank you for that.
Sorry.
This guy I met through Helen, who I find very attractive. He's like my type too. Like, he checks a lot of points off my list.
Okay, like what? What are your points? Give us the top five.
Okay. Physically, he's tall.
Okay.
He's Asian American. He's okay. successful in his own way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I met him. I was like, wow, he's really nice. And so we hit it off right away. He's not from here. He doesn't live in the States. So afterwards, he got my Facebook and stuff. And afterwards, we started messaging each other. And so...
So he's reaching out and he's showing interest.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. I was like, okay, you know, he's messaging me every day. We're talking about personal things. I know it's through just messaging, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been like a everyday thing. Like every day at this time we message.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he definitely doesn't do that to me. So attention was directed towards you.
But there is like some.
But meaning he doesn't do this to every girl. Okay, he's directing that attention to you for what you know.
You must have been thinking that, Mel, right? Like, you felt like, in your mind, like, he can't be speaking with a lot of other girls on a daily
basis. Actually, I felt like I used that as a safety net. Like, oh, no, he must be doing with a lot of girls. But when I see consistency, I'm like, okay, maybe this is something different. Or are you sharing things with me that, like, he's not sharing other girls?
Yes.
Me and a bunch of my friends go to Asia. We meet up with them. And so one night, we end up staying up all night talking.
Just you two?
Yeah, just us two talking about, like, you know, personal things, like, what we want to accomplish in life, like, deep things.
Wow. Okay. And so that's a very significant.
Yeah. And I think for me, it's not even the fact that like, oh, we're talking about deep things. And he was like cuddling me as we're talking
showing affection.
Yeah. Okay. And so I felt this connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, he's so much more than I thought.
Which is like exemplified when you're cuddling and touching one another and also sharing these deep emotional like connections.
Yeah.
With another.
It seems like it's a very special moment. Like he would not be doing this with a lot of other people.
Exactly.
Or anyone else.
I think a lot of girls search for that moment with a guy.
So at that point, you were a little bit attached before because you were attracted to him. You guys were talking every day. So then at that point, was that like a turning point where you're like, shoot, I am deep in this.
Yeah, like I'm like kind of mad at myself.
I've known this guy since college and
he's
I've
seen his patterns
exactly yeah. And then when you guys started talking you told me that I did warn Melody. I did say that this guy is not someone that I would want you to be with. He's somewhat of a fuckboy, so you should be careful.
How did you know that though?
Because he's done that to other women, like my other girlfriends.
Oh
yeah.
Well, shit.
Didn't take my advice.
I know. I think it's like I had to learn my way. But
so even though your head might know better or people are giving you advice, like you, I mean, I think for most people, it's like when you have like a heart or soul connecting moment, like that dominates, right?
Oh my God.
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have a similar situation with a guy that kind of in hindsight, I would also kind of define as a fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
When I met him, he also very good looking. Very good, successful job, dresses well, was always like in suits, very suave, very sweet, but not like outwardly like a womanizing type, right? And the thing that got me as well was he told me like a super personal story about his upbringing and like his personal things that he struggles with. And that really got me. Like even though on the surface record, I'm like, oh, you're good looking, you're all these things, that's cool, whatever. But the moment he told me that, I was like, wow, that made me feel something very deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it also made me feel like this is, well, for me at least, I'm like, this is really unique. I don't have this with a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just automatically assumed that was the case for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned afterwards that he's just kind of the kind of person that like emotionally connects a lot with a lot of different people and a lot of other women. So
So you let your walls
down learned.
To him.
Lesson learned.
That's why it sucks. I feel like when they open that, when they share that with you, it's like, oh, then it's my turn to be vulnerable with you.
Right.
It's like them doing that, it's like, okay, this is a result. I'll open up with
it's
you
like
as well.
It's like an emotional floodgate. It's just let's open and talk to each other.
I wonder, too, it's like,
deeper levels.
Do they use this, like, this emotional connection to actually get girls? Or, like, this is their, this is their game? Or they actually, like, truly want to connect with you as a person?
I think it can go both ways. I think sometimes guys will do it just to get the attention. They just want attention.
As do you think they use that story to different girls?
To different girls.
All the time? Just to break down their walls?
Probably. Ugh. Oh my God.
That
would, yeah.
That just frustrates me though. It's just like, I feel like women don't do
well,
that.
Well, with that guy in particular, I felt like he, I think the conversations he had with me were really honest, but I think that he had, like, for whatever reason, he had a difficult time committing or something.
Yeah.
But you're right. Maybe he does use that story with, like, maybe he does it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, so your walls came down and then you were more into him. And then I guess at what point did you push enough for him to, like, to start not texting you or not following up or...
Like, what happened? I guess there was, like, a little bit of a moment for this. Right. He's a fuckboy.
Right. Wait, what moment did you realize he was a fuckboy?
Okay. So I think like a week after, I was like texting him. We got into some conversation. And then I sensed that something was up. So I told him, I was like, look, we were really honest with each other. That's mm-hmm. the basis of how we met. Honesty being because he like shared that super deep story. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's going on? Let's just be honest. And he's like, okay, there's like this girl and I feel like she's like stringing me along. She's not being honest with me.
And he just brought up another girl?
Yeah. So I was like,
oh, okay. That's such a friend zone move.
So in hindsight, what? I was like, okay. I mean, in the moment, I was like super like emotionally. I was like, what? Already? I'm like, yeah. We just met like a week.
But time out. How many guys were you dating at the same time?
None, actually. Ooh, okay. I don't remember.
Wait, so go back to your story. He brought up another girl saying he was attached or she was?
Yes. That he's like, there's this girl that I was talking to and I think she's just stringing me along. Mm. But I learned later, but okay, so obviously when I hear that, I'm like, well, you're like met someone else already.
Yeah.
But I learned later this was actually someone from his past. Like he was actually seeing another girl when we met. So when we met, he was seeing this other girl. And then when, like, we got more serious, he had a conversation with her to break up. And we got serious, like, pretty quickly, like, mm-hmm. in a couple days. So he told her, like, I'm seeing someone else. And he seemed, like, really intent. His intention was he wanted to date. Mm. And then I kind of, this was also my fault. Like, a couple days in, I freaked out and I told him I'm not looking for anything serious. So I know that's my bad. I'm being, like, unclear with communication. But even so, there was, like, a girl he was seeing. And then there was me. And then there was this other girl that, like, from his past... who was maybe like in a relationship and was toying with him and he didn't know. So he was being honest with me, like, this in this moment why I'm being a little bit distant is because I'm feeling a little confused right now, right? Mm-hmm. But
I feel like that's such an issue with today's like dating scene. Yeah. It's just like no one wants to commit because everyone has this like
options
and they have like 2-3 people that they're balancing at the same time. Yeah. So they can't really commit to someone because, you know, once that person kind of screws up, then they're like, oh, I have this other person that I can go to. And
which, like, totally is like a fuckboy. It kind of
perpetuates the fuckboy behavior.
Which, like, reminds me, because, like, back to, like, my fuckboy. Mm-hmm. Seriously, what happened was the moment I realized he really was a fuckboy, as much as Helen's been telling me this whole time, was he came to visit in California and, like, he flew out a girl that we knew. Mm-hmm. And, like, we knew he was interested in her. While she was here, like, I thought, you know, he would hit on her, whatever. But some other random girls, like, just at a club would come and he would flirt with her. And I could tell she was upset to some degree. But she wanted to show it, you know, because I think she also knew. She also knows he's kind of like this with other girls. Mm-hmm. But then I found out, like, later on that night, he tried to kiss another girl that weekend, mm-hmm. the night before. And I'm just like, dude, like, all of us know that you're into this girl you flew out. Why would you even try to, like, make a move on some other girl? Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most. And they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, we see you and we've got you. Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And you're also flirting with other girls at this club right in front of her.
Yeah.
So what are you even trying to do right now?
Right. You know what I think it is, too, with fuckboys is that I think a lot of them have very low self-esteem. Mm. Right.
They want attention.
And they need that attention. And they need attention from other women in order to boost their own confidence. Right. So even if they don't want to be attached to this person, mm-hmm. even though he's flying out some other girl from another state to come see him, and she's like so ready for him, whatever, and he's like, I got her.
Yeah,
he's like, that's well, right, I don't really,
he already won with her.
Exactly. So he already won with her, so he's moving on.
But it's weird because I'm like, she's here, the attention's already here, the attention's being flown out to you,
right?
What else do you need?
But now that's like checked off, time to move on to the next chase.
So frustrating. Scoreboard?
So how did you feel then?
Yeah, because that how did was that make you feel?
Your first fuckboy that you realized was many other people's fuckboys.
It's just weird because I thought they had a strong relationship or a very strong like base. Mm-hmm. To see him like toy around with some other girl or attempt to when the girl he actually likes, like quotation marks, air quotes going on right now, likes, and he does have some other girl. I'm like, wow, you don't value this at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't want to be thrown around to this either. So I'm like, screw this, F you. You have fun with these other girls. I can't do it.
Recently unfollow you on Instagram, too.
He unfollowed you, too, huh?
He did. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I didn't even check it.
Okay, so it seems like we've dug into a lot about, like, these different experiences with the fuckboys, but... And we've defined them as well. But what is, like, where does that behavior come from? Do you think it's something that people are born with? Is it something that is, like, someone becomes a fuckboy?
Well, I have, a slight theory. From, like, an Asian American perspective, I feel like growing up as Asian American men, they're not, like, taught to have a lot of confidence, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like their confidence is gained through college where they start, you know, succeeding and like to internships and all these things, like like work stuff, and so they built this confidence in college, and all these girls are just like, wow, he's so smart, oh my gosh. And then he starts playing women because women start chasing
that's true
them,
yeah, with a lot of like tech being a big industry now, engineers are like super praised, and they're like, you look at the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, like that's who's become kind of celebrity,
yeah.
And
the new hot stuff now.
right so I'm sure for a lot of these guys who are entering the workforce and maybe have not had this attention before, suddenly they are on the side of being defined as like the popular kid.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not saying like, you know, all, you know, techie Asian guys are like this, but I feel like a lot of these like fuckboy like techie guys aren't like socially trained to like handle this type of newfound attention with women,
right?
So so you're saying that the fuckboy is someone who's developed these qualities in the later part of their years.
Because I'm saying from the Asian American perspective, these Asian American guys
didn't
have this, wow, I'm hot growing up, but now
they didn't have that level.
It's kind
of
like
before.
It's like the kid whose parents never gave him sugar until until he was much older, and he goes to a friend's house, and now he's in a candy store, and he's like, ah, what is all this?
Exactly.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with kids who have not had alcohol till like
later. Oh, yeah. Like super binge drinking and partying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Janet.
Hey, why did I get
Well, an alternative perspective or like another group, you know, I think that if everyone can remember, think back to when you were in like preschool or like kindergarten, wasn't there always that one little boy or like a couple little boys who were super flirty, super cute? They were kind of, you know, like they knew they got attention.
Mm-hmm. Ever since they were like born, they had that attention of being a cute kid.
And Mel, you said you had a story where your coworker has a son and he's like super adorable. They bring him to work and all the ladies like,
oh my gosh,
you know, ogle over him.
I'm definitely one of the ladies who are like, oh my gosh, he's so cute.
How old is he?
He's like 3 or 4.
Okay.
So there's two. There's Ryder who's 4 and then another one who's like 2. Mm-hmm. But then whenever they come, all the girls like congregate around him. Mm-hmm. And then the parents like taught him a joke saying like, hey, ladies, one at a time. So this little boy is telling this to these girls as a joke.
Man,
but like to us, you know, at that age, it's so cute.
It is.
Yeah. Imagine a 16-year-old boy telling that to women.
Yeah. Yeah, that little boy is, I mean, he's now grown. He's ingrained in his mind, like, I'm super cute and girls want to be with me.
Maybe when they go through puberty, they're like, I'm so ugly teenage years and I gotta,
yeah, hopefully,
you know, lower their confidence,
gives them some humility.
No, apparently it doesn't.
Then they work for Facebook and that confidence comes right back, yeah. Right? But didn't you say you had a story too when you were like a little girl, like guys would,
okay,
give you attention?
Little girl is in like first grade, and there was this, we'd always sit around in this like circle for snack time, and I remember there was always this like one little boy that would follow me and sit down next to me. And every time I would be like, oh, go away, because I like didn't like boys at that time. So I would run across the circle and he would chase me and like push people aside just to sit next to me. And I didn't realize till now, like, that's really creepy qualities.
But that's a little like a boy at a very young age who has the confidence to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And to express his interest and to pursue you romantically.
But I think if you look at it, like, I'm not saying a little boy perspective, but like, you know, that sense of like, not aggressiveness, but like, a guy who knows what he wants,
right.
Really,
yeah,
attracted to women nowadays.
It takes confidence to do that. Yeah.
So I guess we could admit to some degree, like, there's some qualities in a fuckboy that we like nowadays, right?
That's true. There are a lot of positive things about a fuckboy. I think the fact, like, both Mel and myself had given aspects of our stories where the guy, you know, like, created a deep emotional connection with you with some conversation. Mm-hmm. So I think a guy who's, like, really has high EQ is really desirable.
Definitely.
You just don't want them to abuse it. So they can temper that part of it. Yeah. The high EQ. And of course, like, everyone likes someone who, you know, is like successful and good looking in their eyes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of positive qualities.
Right. They have certain qualities that we want, but we just don't want that aspect of them where they can't commit to your emotions.
Yes.
And I think for the guys out there who are not looking for something serious, you know, instead of having these sort of fuckboy qualities where you're like an emotional vampire, just let women know that, you know, if you're looking for a short-term thing, it's a short-term thing. And then if they're invested in that, then, yeah, you'll get that out of them.
Yeah. Just have very direct conversations. And the truth is, like, oftentimes that still doesn't work. Like, the girl's still going to follow her emotions or whatever. But at least
you're honest.
At least you do your best and you're honest. Yeah.
Honesty never hurt anyone. Well, it does sometimes. Sorry, I don't
Okay, so Mel, what happened with your fuckboy / my friend / yeah?
Well, we haven't talked since like a few months ago when he was here in LA, when all that
for
stuff happened.
Yep.
Yeah. So honestly, like, I'm not gonna make an effort to talk to him. Like, at this point, it is what it is, and I'm kind of over that point of my life where I was attracted to him and was,
yeah. So you feel like you're getting over him, basically.
Yeah.
Finally.
I know. I actually felt like, I texted him. I was like, oh my God, I think I'm actually over this.
Because I actually sent him one of those like congratulation like texts where like sprinkled out like celebratory. Yeah.
It's just like confetti. Like, I think at this point it's like, I'm at an age where it's like, you know, fuck these fuck boys. Because it's like, I want to find a guy who emotionally like connects with me, but actually wants something more than just,
right,
hey,
who wants to commit.
Yeah, I want like a result of that emotional connection.
Mm-hmm. But okay, so the last couple of months, you feel like you're starting to get over him, but it's because he hasn't really reached out, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's been no communication.
Yeah, I think it's just we haven't reached out. And also just realizing this is the kind of guy he is at this point, and there's no point in me.
But what if he, like, what if next week you got a text from him? Like, hey, Mel, what's up? How's it going? I'm going to be in town again.
Ugh.
How do you think he would
react? Oh my God. Don't make me go through this again.
I like literally had like an awkward pause.
But this is,
like,
this, what is I kind do? Of a, this is a very core fuckboy behavior. He will go away, he'll disappear, and then he'll come back. And like, you're just getting over him, and you'll get a message.
He's letting you know that he's not interested. And so, but when he comes back and shows that he is interested, he'll blame it on you and say that you're the one that's taking interest in me again, because I've already told you that
I'm not
interested
looking for
anymore.
Serious,
and not
yeah.
looking, yeah. Oh, Mel, don't fall trapped to that.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I would totally have like some sort of butterflies, but I'm not going to act on that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Because before I'd be like, oh
yeah.
my God, like, should I?
And I think the more that you show him that you're like sexy, confident, you don't need him, then he's going to be even more attracted to you. Use that power.
Yes.
So use my butterflies even more to like, no.
Well, he's going to be attracted, but continue to not react.
And that's when Mel turns into a fuck girl.
No, don't put that in my stars.
Turn that table around.
No,
Mel's not like that.
I have a girlfriend in San Francisco. So San Francisco is like, you know, super urban bubble where the dating app culture has like totally made it where the dating scene is like everyone's a fuckboy and everyone's a fuckgirl. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when she first dated, there were like a bunch of guys that were seeing multiple girls. She's like, what? So she decided that she was going to do the same exact thing.
Mm.
So she went through like a 6-month period where she was just dating multiple guys all the time and then like not committing. And at the end of it, she stopped and she literally needed to take a break from dating because she's like, I feel like the only way I could survive doing this was to be like emotionally blocked. And she's like, I feel like a robot. I feel dead inside. I can't do this.
Hollow.
Yeah. So, yeah, this it sucks, but it is. I mean, I think the dating scene and the fuckboy behavior and the fuckgirl behavior, where does it lead? Like, what are we trying to do, guys?
I guess we're not fuckgirls.
I know. So that's like hard for me to, like,
explain this.
Because the thing is, I long for that emotional connection, which is why I get so screwed over by the fuckboy. Right.
Yeah.
So I can't be a fuckgirl.
Hmm. I'm sorry I put you through that. Well, I guess I didn't put you through that.
You supported me through it.
I supported you through it, and I warned you throughout it, but I actually knew that you needed to go through it in order to become stronger and to watch out for fuckboys.
Yeah.
Now you know what to expect.
I think in general, like, what I took away from that whole experience is I want to learn the hard way, unfortunately, but I need to go through this, like, heartache or pain. Yes. Like, all right, over this. Yeah. Let's find something better.
Yep. I think it is super important that you it have is. To go through it yourself. You'll hear it from other people and you'll know it in the back of your head, but you have to. It's one thing to know something, it's totally different to really believe it.
Exactly.
And that's why you have to, like, go take your phone to believe it. Yeah. Throw your phone away or anything. Just, all right, let you be, and I'll be here when you're coming on your come down from
when
it.
I'm done.
Yeah. And in the future, when you meet guys, you'll be able to spot that, and you can emotionally rebound a lot quicker.
Yes. All right, ladies, we're going to meet these fuckboys once or even multiple times in our lives. If you have a story, or maybe you're someone that changed the fuckboy, we want to hear about it.
Or if you are a fuckboy with a pair of Adidas sweatpants or a Supreme dad hat or cap that you want to donate, we're always looking for clothes. So you can email us at asianbossgirl@gmail.com.
You can also check out our website, asianbossgirl.com. Or if you want to see some of those postings of maybe some donations that we receive, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, handle @AsianBossGirl.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.